KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN police are urging the public to help them track down an alleged hitman wanted for the attack on twin brothers in Mpumalanga Township. They're trying to locate Mbiyake Thobani Mbata. The 25-year-old is being sought in connection with the murder of Mphilisi Ngubane, the chairperson of the Fredville Taxi Association. Mbata, who is said to be on the run, is also wanted for the attempted murder of Ngubane's twin brother. The provincial SAPS's Robert Netsiunda says the brothers were ambushed by the occupants of a brown car while travelling on the main road in Shezi in September.
The men opened fire at the victims, fatally wounding Mphilisi, who was 35 years old at the time. His twin brother managed to escape the attack. Charges of murder and attempted murder were opened at Mpumalanga Police Station, and the docket was transferred to Provincial Taxi Violence for further investigation. An intensive investigation revealed that Mbata was behind the attack, and his current whereabouts are unknown. He is originally from Great Town, but is believed to have also a residence in Janga area. A warrant of arrest was issued by the Mpumalanga Magistrate Court.
KZN Transport MEC Sboniso Duma says the department will meet with the All Truck Drivers Forum and Allied SA. The statement comes hours after a driver blocked the N3 at Harrismith this morning amid unconfirmed reports of a nationwide truck shutdown. Free State Police have taken the man into custody. In an interview with Newswatch, the Truck Forum distanced itself from any planned shutdown but said it could not rule out its members possibly participating. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabezinhle Sibiya says an informal meeting was held with the leadership of the forum yesterday. Sibiya says it was agreed that a formal discussion would be the next step to talk about their issues.
The meeting has been coordinated by the head of department, Sponson Pele. Importantly, the MEC has indicated that he's aware that letters that have been raised by truck drivers are managed by national government as they relate to employment of foreign truck drivers. However, he has indicated that in a meeting with the president of the country, Cyril Ramaphosa, last week, and his national cabinet, the issue of socio-economic stability dominated the agenda.
And Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth has conceded defeat in the Indian Ocean Islands' hotly disputed legislative election. He says his LePep alliance, led by his militant socialist movement, is heading towards a big defeat. He says the people have chosen another team to lead the country, adding that they must respect the choice and that he wishes the country and Mauritians a good luck. Jugnauth has been Prime Minister since 2017. Final results have yet to be officially released, but opposition leader Navin Ramgoolam looks set to take over the post of Prime Minister for the third time as the head of his Alliance of Change coalition. The top story this hour, KZN police are urging the public to help them track down an alleged hitman wanted for the attack on twin brothers in Mpumalanga. One of the brothers was killed. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.